quite a tempest, depending on agua.
Agua. Yo me gusta agua.
Pani Tara Tantra.
You are ready for Coimbatore.
Okay, Vedanta Sara.
How are we going to do this now?
Chant the first two verses. Om Akandam Satchidanandam Avam Manasagocharam Atmanam Akiladharam Ashriye Bhishti Siddhye Artato Pyadvayanandam Atita Dvaita Bhanataha Guru Narajya Vedanta Saram Vakshe Yathamati. What's happening here in this last section is he's trying to establish why what we call Bhagatyaga Lakshana is necessary. So let me just give you just a brief overview of the three Lakshanas. If you remember, a Lakshana is using words as implications, as things which imply a meaning that is not the primary meaning of the word. That's what we mean by a lakshana. A lakshana is used, a lakshana automatically gives the secondary meaning of the word because the primary meaning of the word doesn't make any sense. And so we've had three, ajaha lakshana, and then we had jaha lakshana, ajaha lakshana, and now we have bhagatyaga lakshana. So if you remember, Jahol Lakshana, the first one, Lakshana means this. This Lakshana has to do with totally giving up one word or the meaning of a sentence and giving another meaning. Your mind automatically does it. So the example for Jahol Lakshana is, my house is on the river. Right? My house is on the river. You know exactly what I mean. It's not a problem. Of course it's not sitting on the middle of the river. I could say the village, the cowherd village, is on the river. Immediately your mind replaces river with banks, bank of the river. And so a new sentence comes in which makes sense, right, out of the old other sentence. And it makes sense because there's a very strong relationship between river and bank. And so your mind will automatically replace river with bank without thinking too much about it. So that means that we're giving up one word, the immediate meaning of the word river, to an implied meaning of the word bank. That's called Jahol Lakshana. In the Mahavakya Tattvamasi, that's not going to happen. There's nothing, no word to be giving up there and replace it with another word. We mean exactly Tattvamasi. You can't give up a word, put in another word that's related to it. That's not going to work. So it's not... The Mahavakya Tattvamasi is not Jahol Lakshana, that thou art is not Jahol Lakshana. Mm-hmm. Nor is it Ajahol Lakshana, but Ajahol means we're not giving up the word. We're adding something to the word to make sense of it. We don't give up the word. And the example for that is, like, look at the red running. Mm-hmm. Well, in your mind, of course, red doesn't run, but you're not going to go through this process. Does red run or does it not run? Right, you're not gonna. But I'm pointing to a group of horses running. One of them is red. So I say, hey, look at the red running, and then immediately you look at the red horse. So your mind automatically adds to this adjective red the substantive, which is horse. So, and that's because there's a very clear relationship between red and horse. And so now you're adding on a word. So the primary meaning of the word, called the vakyartha, the immediate meaning of the word, or the padartha, the immediate meaning of the word, that's not applicable. You need what's called the lakshyartha, the implied meaning of the word. See what I mean? So here, in ajahol lakshana, you're adding a word, like red horse. In jahol lakshana, you're eliminating a word. And getting rid of the word and adding another word. Here you're adding a word to it. So red gets horse, but river is replaced by bank.
And both are automatic. The mind does it easily.
The mind does it easily is as long as we're talking about something which is known in the known world. Then it automatically, it easily does it. Okay. So, because of the obvious relationship. The third one, though, is Bhaga Tyaga Lakshana. Bhaga means a part. Tyaga means the giving up of a part. So this is Bhaga, it's a Lakshana wherein a part of the word is given up, right? That's different than getting rid of a word, replacing a word, or adding to a word. Now an actual part of the word, Bhaga, Tyaga, giving up of a part. Bhaga Tyaga Lakshana is also called Jahal Ajahal, or actually it's Jahal Ajahal Lakshana, Jahad Ajahal Lakshana, to get the sentence right. Ajaha means we're both not giving up part of it and we're giving up another part of it. Giving up one part, not another. And so like in Tet Tvam Asi, that thou art, you're giving up the upadis. And you're saving the consciousness, conscious beings. So you're giving up a part, saving a part. You're giving up a part and not giving up a part. The part that you're giving up is the Ishvara Upadhi and the Jiva Upadhi. What you're saving is the consciousness. So Jahal giving up a part, Ajahal not giving up a part. That's also called Bhaga Tyaga, where you're giving up a part. It's just another way of saying, it's just like a synonym for the same type. And so now, here the question is the Mahavakya really this Bhaga Tyaga Lakshana? Couldn't it be that somehow, if you take Tat Tvamasi, if you take the that, Tat meaning Ishvara, and Tvam meaning the Jiva, you could do this one way or the other. You could take the word Tat for Ishvara and give up the meaning of Ishvara, and take on the meaning of Tvam. So in other words, you'd be saying, Tvam is Tvam, you know? Or you could give up the meaning of the Jiva and take on to that, replace it with the meaning of Ishvara. This is there an example. And the idea is, no, that's not going to work at all because that's not what you're trying to do. There's no such lakshana like that where you're using a word but actually you're meaning the other word that's being used. So say if I say, you know, you are that, you the Jiva are Ishvara. Then in your mind you go, oh, you mean the Ishvara is Ishvara. That's what you mean. Oh, you mean you are you. No, that's not what we mean. We're not automatically going to give up the part that doesn't make sense, and giving that up, take the other part. You know, so either you are Ishvara. Say if I say, oh, the Jiva is Ishvara. Oh, you mean the Jiva is the Jiva. By Ishvara, you really mean the Jiva. Right? Or you say, Jiva is Ishvara. Oh, you mean Ishvara is Ishvara. By Jiva, you're meaning Ishvara. So you give up the Jiva of the word Jiva and take on the word Ishvara. That's not going to work. And so it's not going to be any type of that, any type of combination like that. That's what he says. And so when you say here, now he gets into exactly what is meant. When you say here, that take the Mahavakya, Tat Tvamasi, you are Ishvara, it's very much like Soyam Devadattaha. Soyam Devadattaha is the example. That person called Devadatta is this person. And so here, in terms of this, the very common story that's told as an example, when you see two friends, two people are walking towards you and you recognize one of them. As they approach, you know, as they come near to you, your friend says, Do you remember this guy? And you look and say, no, have we met? Have we ever met? And then the friend laughs and says, this is Devadatta. This is that Devadatta of third grade who stands before you here. That Devadatta is this, that Devadatta of third grade is this Devadatta. Okay? So now what happens? Then you say, ah, now you are that Devadatta. So what happens in that recognition is that you have to give up the third grade Devadatta, you know, and give up the present Devadatta, those are the two things that are different. There's a difference in time. And you're just left with Devadatta, not the Devadatta of the past, not the Devadatta of the present, not the 3-year-old and not the 50-year-old, but you recognize that this is the Devadatta who was the 3-year-old and who is now the 50-year-old. See what I mean? And so you're giving up a part. You're giving up the 3-year-old or the third grade Devadatta, and you're giving up the present Devadatta to recognize that this Devadatta is the Devadatta of the past and of the present. So these two things are not common. They're not the same, right? But the person of the past is the person of the present. So that's the example. So here, for the Bhagatyaga Lakshana here in Tat Tvamasi, what is happening, and what's interesting here, for this Mahavakya to work as a Lakshana, you first have to understand what are the components of the jiva. All this teaching has to be done to recognize the jiva is this body, you know, the panchakosha, the drikdrisha viveka, to recognize that indwelling atma, that conscious being, the atma, which has been differentiated from the body, mind, sense organs. That all has to be taught. So you understand, you recognize this, that you have a self, right? And then Ishvara has to be taught. You have to understand the Ishvara Upadhi. You have to recognize the Ishvara Upadhi as mitya. That's a lot of teaching there. To talk about the whole Ishvara Upadhi and to understand it as mitya and to recognize the Satchitananda Brahman as itself. Huge amount of teaching. Okay? It's only when all of this teaching has been done that a Mahavakya can even work. The Mahavakya is you are Ishvara. What if you have not been taught to recognize that innermost pratyagatma, that innermost self? You haven't been taught that. And then you haven't recognized Ishvara as being Brahman, Satchitananda Brahman, with this Maya Upadhi. That hasn't been taught. Then if I say, you are Ishvara, it's not going to work. But if it's been taught, then I understand that the very conscious being that I've recognized myself to be, having done the drikdrisha viveka and all of this so that I've differentiated my being from anything that can be objectified in the creation, that teaching has been done, that I recognize my nature as Satchitananda. And then Ishvara has been taught, and I recognize Ishvara's nature as Satchitananda Brahman. Then when I say, you are Brahman, it's all there. It's all there because I've already recognized myself as Brahman, as conscious being, limitless conscious being. And now I recognize Ishvara as conscious being. Then this Mahavakya is tying together the obvious. But it's very powerful. Because even though both have been taught, your mind hasn't necessarily recognized that I am that. And so the whole teaching of the Advaita Vedanta culminates in the Mahavakya. Mahavakya means great statement, but the Mahavakya is the Jiveshwara, Aikya, the identity between the Jiva and Ishvara. That is them all, Aham Brahmasmi, I am Brahman, Tattvamasi, that thou art, Prajnanam Brahma, Brahman is consciousness. Because these are great, wonderful, I am Atma, Brahman, this Atma is Brahman. These are great, there's many Mahavakyas, these are 4 major Mahavakyas. All of them are bringing to an immediate recognition that the conscious being, the innermost conscious being that I am, is Brahman, is Ishvara, is the conscious being which is Ishvara, not like it, not part of it, but is it. And that's and so when the teaching is taking place, it's always building up, taking the mind step by step by step to the deliverance of this Mahavakya. Right? And so all of the details, everything that we have to do to make it clear, the mind has to have so much knowledge for the Mahavakya to work. Right? Because you don't know initially what really is the jiva, what really is Ishvara. What is the relationship between the two? There's so much teaching that has to take place, but all that teaching resolves in the Mahavakya. Tetramasi. So now, having taught all about the Mahavakya, about the different lakshanas and the way the Mahavakya works, now he's going into this next section called the meaning of I am Brahman, Aham Brahmasmi. Right? But to do that, the meaning of the Mahavakya, Aham Brahmasmi, he first went through all of this tedious analysis so that to make sure that you understand what a lakshana is, how the Mahavakya actually works. That's why he spent all of this time, because this teaching is meant to give you direct, immediate knowledge. But to have direct, immediate knowledge, you have to have a lot of knowledge for it to work like that, right? And so now that you have all of this, now it's time to see how the Mahavakya actually works. So he's going to start analyzing the meaning of Aham Brahmasmi, I am Brahman.
Why do you think he spent so much time on this?
Because in all of the darshanas in India, any concept of liberation, moksha, requires the elimination of ignorance, self-ignorance. That's moksha is not the achievement of something that's not already there. It's the attainment of the attained. It's called praptasya praptihi. The prapti, the attainment of what's already here. Your being is already limitless. Your being is already Brahman. You're not going to become Brahman. You already are that. And so the problem is nothing to do with becoming. It is solely to do with recognition of that reality. Then there's all kinds of sadhanas for gaining antikarana shuddhi, you know, a certain peace of mind, dharma, the following of dharma, the following of all of the value systems, the karma yoga, buddhi, all of these things are very, very important. All the inner child work we do, all of these things are important so that the mind enjoys a natural relative shanti, you know, so that that mind is an adhikari, is qualified to gain this knowledge. By qualified, kind of a weird word, but we mean it's in a condition where this knowledge can take place in a meaningful way.
Capable.
Yeah, it's capable of gaining this knowledge and holding on to it. There's two things. The mind has to be available for this knowledge, and then when it gets this knowledge, they use the example of putting coals in newspaper. If you put some burning coals in newspaper, you know, like a newspaper container, and you try to carry it, it'll just burn right through.
Won't hold.
It won't hold. You know, and so with that antikarana shuddhi, where, you know, the raga, dveshas, all these likes and dislikes, and the krodha, the kama krodha, our desires, and then the anger that comes when they aren't fulfilled, all of these type of shuddhis, impurities, have been worked on. You know how to deal with them. You've resolved them. As they're resolved, the mind has a shanti that's available to this knowledge, because this knowledge is coming at you in the form of words, right? So say your mind's not available for it. Knowledge is coming, but your mind is not doing this and doing that. It's just not here. So the mind needs a certain amount of shanti, availability. And then say the teacher, like somebody like Swamiji, who's such a master, he will make your mind available during the teaching, with his jokes and whatnot, you know, he'll get you. He'll get your attention perfectly. And then he'll just throw it in, you know. And you'll see, too. But then, because the mind still has some maturing to do in terms of the values and qualities, they'll get the knowledge, but when you're out, as soon as you're out the door,
the newspaper.
It just falls right through the newspaper. That's what, remember, I've always joked and said, at one point I said, when I would get outside of the
lecture
hall, I would say, "Someday I'll make it clear to my room."
Oh!
And then one day I did, and I was so excited I made it. To yeah.
Accomplishment.
Yeah, big accomplishment. That's what you start. You start with wherever you're at. You know, your mind has to settle down, settle into this knowledge, and where your emotional life and your inner child, your unconscious, is has enough time to mature and to be, you know, to be held by this knowledge, to be soothed by it. All the inner child work is so important, because there's a lot of little ones inside that are not happy.
Yeah.
You know, and so to that degree, they need to be, to gain some stability in the presence of that kind of loving friend. And then those little parts will grow and mature, and because they've been given the love that they need. And the mind, and then as your value system, your value system starts kicking in to where your values are more important than anything else in terms of any type of sensory pleasure or getting your way. That's totally secondary to your value system. Values are what's most important. Then the mind gains a deeper relative shanti, you know. And it's not disturbed by, when the values, the Amani Tuam Adambi Tuam, all these values that we learned, that we're doing, all the things we shouldn't be, that we're doing in the 16th chapter now, you know, as we own all of that, the world doesn't have much ability to disturb us, just in terms of our values, because the values are where our commitment is, not to having this or having that, or what this person has done or that person does. It doesn't matter. What matters is how I am toward that. That's where the values are. When my values are there, then mind starts really settling down. And then there's a whole different level of settling, which is it's dependence or love just for the wholeness of the self. That's the point of attachment, really.
Mm-hmm.
The self is not attached to anything out here. It's attached to the wholeness and fullness of my own nature. You know, that's
where... Can you make yourself attached like that? I mean...
Well, that's why we... You can't make yourself do anything, really. But through knowledge, through knowledge and understanding, you can. That's why contemplation is so helpful. Contemplation is helpful because you get to know yourself. Gives you time. It's a time out. You get to really recognize over and over where the ananda really is. And your commitment changes. The commitment changes from an ananda being dependent on anything out here to an ananda, which is the very nature of yourself. So I would say yourself and the values become natural to you, and until they're natural, they become your highest value, rather than sensory things.
She's going to get into a bad habit.
No,
she'll be all right. I'm going up to the property, so she knows.
What you're doing with your car.
Let's say a prayer. Om Swasti Prajabhyat Paripalayantam Nyayena Margena Mahim Maheshaha Gopramanebhyas Shivamasti Nityam Loka Samasta Sukhino Pavantu Kale Varshatu Parajanyah Prithivi Sasya Shalini Desho yam shobha rahitaha brahmanasantu nirbhayaha om sarve bhavantu sukhinaha sarve santu niramayaha sarve bhadrani pashyantu ma kaschit dukkha bhag bhavet asato ma sadgamaya Tamaso ma jyotirgamaya mrityorma amritam gamaya Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shanti
Harihi Om Shri Guru Pyo Namaha. Harihi Om.
Hal, have a